Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
This morning, my guest is Umatilla County Commissioner Cindy Timmons. Much to discuss with her this morning. And that conversation will begin right after these words, so stay with us.
Did you know street trees are regulated in the city of Pendleton? Permits are required to plant trees, and only certain types of trees can be planted. Street trees must be maintained to keep roadsides visible and sidewalks walkable. If you fail to maintain your trees, you may even be cited by the Pendleton Police Department. You can find details about street tree requirements and report an unmaintained or dangerous tree on the city of Pendleton's website. Just search street trees.
Let's get back to more live and local news from the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Thanks for joining us on this Thursday. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Tespin, your host, and joining me in studio this morning, Umatilla County Commissioner Cindy Timmons. Cindy, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. It's good to be here.
Well, the Umatilla County Commissioners were on hand when Governor Tina Kotek came to Umatilla County. Tell us what portions of her visit you attended and your first impressions of Oregon's new governor.
Well, all three of us, luckily, got to spend time with the governor and at different times. She was in the area for about 2 days. I was invited to the housing and homeless roundtable that she had. It was at the Wildflower Apartments, the new apartment complex, right up behind Denny's. There was probably six or eight of us there, some city officials, and then myself. And I think one of the reasons I was invited to that also was because I vice chair CAPCO. So I know Dan and John, they spent time with her with the nitrate issue, the water issue. And what did I think of her? I thought she was a great listener. She was very, very engaging. And I think one of the things that people don't realize is that the governor is, she's got some pretty deep roots as far as housing and homelessness. Paula Hall, who is our CAPCO director here, and Tina, they reacquainted. They knew each other many, many years ago. So anyway, that was interesting that she really has a background in some things that I don't think people realize that she knows what she's talking about. And then she had a lot of information coming at her all at one time, and she's a great listener. And I've had other commissioners tell me the same thing from other parts of Eastern Oregon, as they found the same thing.
And what do you hope she will do to follow up on what she said here?
I think that she's going to go back. I think that we will see her again, that's for sure. And I think that she will follow through on some of the things that she heard about. And of course, she's in contact with officials, government officials, and key players. So do I think that she's going to forget us out here in Eastern Oregon? I do not. I it'll be interesting to see. I know that she is looking forward to coming to Roundup. She did say that.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, everyone knows that we get state money for transportation, but few people know how it works. What determines how much Umatilla County gets, and what kind of a plan is the county required to produce?
There's a little bit to this, and this is going to take a minute, I don't think people realize what a great transportation service that Umatilla County has. And my hat's off to Umatilla County Planning and Megan, who works in the planning office. It's a well-oiled machine, and it's just getting better all the time. What's required is a coordinated human services plan. And this document lists all the services, so non-emergency, medical, fixed routes, buses, taxi ticket programs, and then it's guidelines that are used for a coordinated effort. And it's updated every 5 years, and it was adopted in 2020. And underneath that umbrella is the Transit Development Plan, and it builds off the Coordinated Human Services Plan. And right now, the Transit Development Plan is going through a permitting process. And how that is funded is 1/10 of a cent of transit payroll taxes is put into the fund, and then 90% of all the taxes that come from Umatilla County come back to Umatilla County. Plus, it's also funded by grants that that are applied for. And the size of how much money Umatilla County gets back is determined by how much money goes into the pot. And then ODOT will send out a periodical update to let the transportation department know exactly how much money is coming. And what they expect is about $1.3 million in 2024. And this is, it's biennium. So, yeah, they're looking forward to being able to continue to fund a great program. And the busing system, it's not only inside of city limits, it's also community to community, and then state to state. There's a bus that actually goes from John Day up to Walla Walla, and ridership is increasing.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. I'm talking this morning with Umatilla County Commissioner Cindy Timmons. We're going to take our first break, come back, and continue our conversation, so stay with us.
The Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store, is proud to be part of this great community and part of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We stand up when we hear the national anthem, put our hands on our hearts when we recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and we thank God for everything He has given us. If you feel the same way, stop by and say hi to your neighbors at the Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store. God bless America. God bless you. And God bless beer.
Is pain altering your life? Listen to Tom Petter and how the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton has helped him.
I was having some lower back pain. There was a steady ache, and you wouldn't feel like doing anything. And an MRI, x-rays, and all that good stuff. And they were talking surgery, and that was way down at the bottom of my list.
How effective are the ozone treatments?
A lot of days I can go without any back pain at all. I don't even know it's there.
If you suffer from chronic pain, call the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton, 541-276-1752.
Alaska Air Jet Service has arrived in Walla Walla. The jet is more efficient and quieter than the turboprop, and it flies faster. Plus, enjoy in-flight entertainment and Wi-Fi on board. Fly in comfort with daily service between Walla Walla and Seattle. The midday Walla Walla flight still has good connections at SeaTac and beyond. So purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and enjoy your flight from the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Need more incentive? Free parking. Fly Walla Walla. It works.
At McKay Creek Estates, every day brings something new and exciting for our residents. We're so much more than bingo. From day trips, poker nights, to manicures and happy hours, our team works hard to create moments that bring residents joy and fulfillment. We invite you to come visit and experience the fun for yourself as we celebrate life at every age. For more information, visit prestigecare.com/McKay Creek. Again, that's prestigecare.com/McKay Creek.
Is your American flag old and tattered? Here's Mike Turner with Pendleton Pioneer Chapel on how you can properly dispose of an American flag.
One of the things that we can do to retire an American flag appropriately is by placing it with a veteran that has chosen to be cremated. That way the flag can be retired in a respectful and honorable way.
Mike and Michelle invite you to stop by and say hello at Pendleton Pioneer Chapel at 131 Southeast Byers Avenue in Pendleton.
Local news and issues that affect you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Umatilla County Commissioner Cindy Timmons. And what do you think needs to be done to better address the mental health problems in Umatilla County?
Dan, this is a talk about transparency. You're going to get it right here. The deal is a trending conversation, and I've had this not only with parents, but healthcare professionals, just a slew of different people all across the county is, why can't we reopen a mental health hospital in Umatilla County? And the last one closed March 31st, 2014, and it, of course, had been in business for many, many years. We've done jail renovations to try to help address the problem. We've got folks out there that haven't done anything wrong, and our safety officers need a place for those folks to go. And so we've done a jail renovation just to have a place, a safe place, for our mental health people to go. Playgrounds, we've got young mothers that are looking over a playground very carefully before they let their child out to play, just making sure there's no hypodermic needles, making sure there's no candy on the ground that's a drug, bright colored candy, and even our walkers, careful where they're walking, just so that they don't step on a needle. We need to do something. And I know I've had different folks from different areas of our community, professionals, say, you know, maybe we need to take another look at this mental health hospital, you know, reopening, something along that line.
And is that something that eventually the county will take, a more serious look at to get the state involved? I know we talked in the first segment about, you know, Oregon having a new governor and stuff like that. I mean, where's that next step?
I'm not sure where that next step is, but what I'm telling you are what my constituents are telling me, what the citizens of Umatilla County are telling me. And so, you know, I'm an elected official, and we need to see how we can move forward or what we need to do to address that. One of the things that we are doing, and this kind of tucks into homelessness, is we've got a lot of great people out there, individuals and civic organizations, and they're working hard to try to address not only homelessness, but the mental health issue, which, you know, they partner in some ways. And so we need to get everybody in the same room at the same time. And so we have a roundtable, my first one, next week, and that's exactly what we're going to do. And one of the people that I invited said, no more lip service, let's get something done. And that's exactly what I think. We need to quit talking, and we need to start getting some action.
While we're talking about mental health, Commissioner, should state law get tougher on mandating mental health treatment?
And that's an area that the legalities I'm not prepared to speak on, but my ears are wide open and I'm learning as much as I can.
And then I will ask, if the state does so, any idea how many facilities will be needed to handle that change?
I do not know. There are more homeless folks out there than we know, and not only people that are sleeping underneath bridges or sleeping in cars, but, you know, they also consider couch surfers as being homeless also. So, you know, we've really got an epidemic on our hands. Last Sunday morning, I was right after church. We had a gentleman, and he was right in the middle of the crosswalk in town, and he was, I hate to use this term, but he was tweaking out. And, you know, people were going slow, and when I came back by, the police officers were out there and trying to help him. And we've had individuals that, I mean, right in the middle of a crosswalk in town, not a stitch on, and people don't know how to help him. And this was in a different area, different community. But, you know, we've got some problems, and we really need to seriously address them. And I my hat's off to these folks who every day they're providing meals, they're providing safe lodging, you know, for our homeless and our mental health. But, you know, we need to get together and have a conversation. Where do we go from here?
Well, I look forward to hearing from you after that roundtable. And yes, it's unfortunate we're seeing situations like you just explained. And I think, more and more people are having to deal with folks that are, undergoing some sort of mental health crisis, I guess, right, is the best word. And it's something I understand that, so many people are concerned about. And I appreciate you sharing what you're hearing from some of your constituents. We are winding down the federal COVID-19 emergency. As the liaison to the health department, what do those changes mean to UCO Health?
I think you'll be surprised on this. Joe has done a tremendous job with public health, going through the pandemic. He's very, very pleased with the amount of staffing that they have. And of course, that increased during the pandemic. And what has happened is these folks that were working on tracing for COVID-19, they have switched their focus, and now they're working on sexually transmitted diseases in seniors, and it's spiking in seniors. And I'm talking about seniors 60, 70, 80 years old, and especially in care home facilities is some places. Anyway, I know this is radio, but what they're finding is that ladies more often than not will go in and have exams, physical exams, and they will find that there's a problem. And so then they have to trace it back to who these ladies were with, and then, try to address the problem. So STDs are where the focus is right now. And it's not just the seniors, but in that part of our community, those numbers are spiking. And so they're trying to get a handle on that. And then, of course, young people, that's always been a concern. So STDs is where the focus is. But public health has a lot of things going on. They've got a tobacco campaign right now, lot of outreach that I think they do a fantastic job.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that. And talking this morning with Umatilla County Commissioner Cindy Timmons, we're going to take another break, come back, and continue our conversation. So stay with us.
Catch the Coffee Hour on your phone. Download our free mobile app, My Columbia Basin.
Birthdays are for bowling. Birthday party packages are now available at Quaking Aspen Lanes inside Wild Horse Resort and Casino. Choose from three different party packages that include bowling, food, goodies, and more. Plus, bring your own cake and enjoy during the party. Packages are available daily and for all ages. For more information or to book your birthday bowling party today, visit wildhorseresort.com. Celebrate your birthday at Quaking Aspen Lanes inside Wild Horse Resort and Casino, Pendleton.
If you don't see it in the store, ask Terry from Zimmerman & Company True Value.
If you don't see something, always ask, because we probably have it. Water heaters, toilet, there's bigger stuff over there. I think there's a couple big air compressors over there that I saw. There's a lot more ladders that we don't have room to store inside the building here. I've got some 40-foot ladders that we can't obviously store inside here.
Zimmerman & Company True Value. Open 7 days a week on Main Street in Pendleton. Behind every project is a true value.
Get around town for free. The City of Pendleton Letter Bus Transit is a bus system within the city limits and has 11 stops a day at 30 locations throughout town. Cost of the ride is free, and the bus operates 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. For route and schedule information, please visit our website at www.pendleton.or.us/transportation or call 541-276-6476. Letter Bus Transit is brought to you by the City of Pendleton.
Looking for something for all ages? Heritage Station Museum is now open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. With our two indoor galleries, including Umatilla Gold, History of Wheat in Umatilla County, and our large grounds filled with outdoor exhibits, your family can learn all about the history of our county. Step inside the One Room Cabin or the Union Pacific Caboose, and don't forget to shop the Heritage Station Museum gift shop. Heritage Station Museum, 108 Southwest Fraser, Pendleton.
Yeah. Local news, local issues from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Umatilla County Commissioner Cindy Timmons, continuing our conversation this morning with her. And a pretty important event is underway in your neck of the woods. Tell us about the Milton Freewater Junior Show.
Oh, Milton Freewater Junior Show is something near and dear to my heart, actually, and started many years ago as, I think it was a dairy show out in Yuma Pine or Fruitvale area. And today we have the Junior Showgrounds right off of Highway 11. And in a very, very small scale, it kind of equates to Pendleton Roundup, because once you start working with Junior Show, it's a generational thing. So your parents were there, and then, you know, kids. My grandson is showing this weekend. He's our fourth generation of our family to show at the fair. My husband and I have both been Junior Show board presidents and superintendents, and we're not the only family that have done that. So it's a wonderful, always Mother's Day weekend. The sale starts on Sunday, and lots of livestock, home ec exhibits. It's just a great weekend. A
couple of follow-up questions to the Milton Freewater Junior Show. For someone, well, even me, hey, for someone like me who had never gone before, what can I or those that have never been experience?
It's a great place, especially to take families and kids, but, you know, adults enjoy it too. Lots of showing, beef, sheep, swine, small animals, goats. So kids are showing both confirmation and showmanship. They do a livestock judging contest. As far as home ec goes, you have everything from cooking to, you know, just the whole plethora of home ec exhibits. And so it's a very relaxed atmosphere. You can just watch the kids do their thing. So it's a very, very nice weekend. Like I said, the sale starts on Sunday, usually around noon. They do have an animal dress-up parade right before the sale, and that's always fun to watch. They dress up a cow or a pig, or, you know, and then usually have a theme. Yeah, they usually have a theme. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
This year, but anyway, it's great fun. And like I said, it's people are involved all across, not only Umatilla County, but Palatka, Washington too, Walla Walla. So, yeah.
And then as far as that livestock sale, the proceeds, what are the proceeds from the sale go to?
The kids. Yeah, okay. They take a very, very small percentage to fund the sale, of course, but or to put on the sale, because you have to ship the animals off to the packer, that type of thing. But the money goes to the kids. And the one thing I can say about people that support 4-H and FFA kids is they are very, very generous, not only individuals, but businesses. So it's just a great weekend.
Remind our listeners the times and location for the Milton Freewater Junior Show.
Milton Freewater Junior Show, the animals come in. We've actually already had a couple of the contests. Home ec contests were last weekend, a few of them. They've already had some of the shooting contests. But the animals come in tonight, and then the showing starts tomorrow. And it's Friday and Saturday. They have a teen dance on Saturday night. And then Sunday is the sale.
All right. And then there's another event coming up that you wanted to take a few minutes to talk about. And that is the Veterans Stand Down and Resources Fair. Tell us more about that.
I do. I am the liaison for the veterans. And I had a nice visit with Kim Beck yesterday. She told me that this event has absolutely exploded. It is Saturday, June 24th, and it's out at Wild Horse Resort and Casino. It's from 10 to 2, and what it is, it's a resource fair. They've already got many, many vendors, and it does not include tribal vendors. So anyway, it's for dependents and surviving spouses of veterans, plus our veterans. These folks that are there to support our veterans. Anyway, it's I believe this is the first time that they've done this, and it has really taken off.
And what are some of the other details regarding the actual event as far as what is going to be provided there?
Some of the resources for veterans that they can come out and learn more about are the VA services and support. And that's one thing I want to put a plug here, is that if we have veterans out there that have went and applied for services and have been turned down, please, please come back in. We have offices in Pendleton, Hermiston, and Milton Freewater. And I think that you'll find that where you were turned down before may not be the case now. You know, laws change, and the ladies that we have working with VA services know the system, know how to work through the system, and have had great results. So that's one of the things is that we're really promoting for our veterans, is to come back and let's see what we can do to help you out. Anyway, some of the other things... we've got the public health department will be there with vaccinations. We've got some housing assistance, some energy assistance. Maybe you need help with employment. Some mental health services will be there, and veterans benefit assistance. So hopefully people can come.
And you mentioned earlier some of the feedback you've gotten from your constituents on various issues. Mm-hmm. As you've now been at this now for a couple months. And so what are some of the other things you're hearing just in general, as far as concerns or, thanks for doing this or anything stand out? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
You are putting me on the spot. That's okay. I think maybe I do business a little differently than it's been done in the past. And believe me, I follow some big shoes to fill, that's for sure. The commissioners before me have done it great. One of the things I think that I do maybe a little differently is I just get right out with people. I don't sit in the office at all. Of course, well, I have office hours. But, if I've got some lag time, I will go out and just visit with people. And I've had a lot of great feedback for that. People have said, thank you very much. And so I really do try to get out there and just connect. And I think that's important.
Well, I thank you for coming in and connecting with our listeners here on the KUMA Coffee Hour. Spoke this morning and speaking this morning with Umatilla County Commissioner Cindy Timmons. I know you'll be back, and we look forward to that. And I also wish you well on that roundtable you mentioned earlier in this program coming up. And then, all these different things that Commissioner Timmons mentioned, be sure to get out and get involved with our community. You got the Milton Freewater Junior Show this weekend. You got the Veteran Stand Down and Resources Fair coming up in June. And I'm sure you'll hear much more about these events in the coming days. And I just appreciate your time.
Thank you, Dan.
And that's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour for a Thursday. We'll be back again tomorrow. Join us then.
On us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.